So today was not a good day at all. We all have these days, right? So today I had one of these. Let me tell you what happened. So if you have been following this podcast, you know that I've been on a massive 8,000-mile trip recently with a motorhome. And there were several things on this motorhome that broke. So today was the day where I decided to get it fixed. And I lined everything up perfectly. So I was planning to get up early to be there right at 8 o'clock when they opened, the RV dealer, then have them fix whatever needs to be fixed. And they said, yeah, you know what, it should just take a few hours. And then I would take the motorhome back home and everything is good. Well, that was the plan. And it didn't work at all. Amongst some other things, one of these things is that today the markets went crazy. So today, the Dow had the biggest single day drop of the year, down 800 points. And yes, I had a few losing trades. And I know it's part of the game, it's part of the business. Doesn't mean that I have to like losses. So anyhow, this is what pretty much happened relatively early in the trading session, that I had two losing trades. And losing trades never put me in a good mood. Why would they, right? I mean, who likes losing money? Anyhow, so I got up early. I got up at 6 o'clock, left at 6:30, arrived there at the RV dealership around 7:45. If you know anything about RV dealerships, they're never anywhere close. So they're usually on a highway out of town, so I went there. So it turned out there were some problems. Long story short, in the afternoon, they said, you know what, we can't fix what we thought we could fix, so it might take us a few more days. We don't even know how long it will take us. So now I was stuck there. Didn't have a ride back, so I called an Uber. Now, the Uber ride was like $100. And that wasn't really too bad. What was bad is that it was 4:30 in the afternoon. And this means rush hour. Now, I, as you know, work from home, working quotation marks, right? Because all I need is a laptop and an internet connection to do my trading. So I don't even know what it is like to be in rush hour. I mean, Eddie was sitting in rush hour. And the drive that took me an hour and a half in the morning now took 2.5 hours. And it was brutal. I mean, if I were driving, I would have probably killed people. I'm so glad that I was in the back of the car. And yeah, gosh, but rush hour sucks, doesn't it? I thought, oh, if I had to do this every single day, no, that's not for me. So, and there was a time when I had to do it. I mean, there was a time when I was working for IBM and I had to be in an office at a certain time. So I had to sit in rush hour. This was back in Munich. And yes, there is rush hour in Munich. Then in the evening, I was sitting rush hour again. Anyhow, so all of that happened yesterday. And I know you might say, first world problems. And you're absolutely right. Of course. Problems of the one percenters. Yeah, this is why you're listening to this podcast. After all, it's called Marcus Heidkotter Up Close and Personal. And yes, I consider myself to being a one percenter. So now you know the problems of a one percenter of getting a $300,000 motorhome fixed and being bitchy about it that it doesn't get fixed right away. Anyhow, I promise you that I will share everything on the podcast, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today was one of these days where I'm not happy. I'm not happy about the loss that I experienced. I mean, again, they're of course, they're within reason. I never risk more than 2% of my account. And I have typically more winning trades than losing trades. I also make way more money on my winning trades than I make on my losing trades. So therefore, I know that in the next few days, I'll probably make back the money. Doesn't mean that I need to be happy about losses. So, hope that this helps. No, why would it help? I'm just venting. It's part of having a podcast that I can do this, that I can just vent. Hey? And this way, you know, if you are having a bad day, you are not alone, right? I mean, other people have a bad day, even if sometimes it seems that I have a dream life, which in general I have. Yes, I have bad days too. Now you know about this. All right. Hope that you enjoyed this episode. I will be back soon with hopefully more positive news, encouraging news. I don't know what will happen in my life, but I'll let you know. Okay, talk to you then.